Historian Stephen Ambrose died yesterday from lung cancer. He was 66 years old. Ambrose wrote dozens of books, several of them bestsellers, including D-Day, Undaunted Courage, and Citizen Soldiers. He taught history at the college level for 35 years, but was best known for telling stories that appealed to non-academic readers. One of his students, historian Douglas Brinkley, said Ambrose refused to allow people to think history was boring. Ambrose served as a historical consultant to Steven Spielberg for the movie Saving Private Ryan, and Ambrose's book Band of Brothers was turned into a television series for HBO. I spoke with Ambrose 5 years ago when Citizen Soldiers was released. The book covers D-Day to VE Day, which is not quite a year. But
right.
Must have seemed much, much, much longer.
Oh, it seemed to them it would never have an end, especially to the combat infantry and the combat artillery and the flyers and the bombers, the bomber pilots and their crews. It just seemed as if it was never going to end, and men became terribly fatalistic. When men first went into combat, they all went in with the attitude that it can't happen to me. I'm too young. I'm too good-looking. My mother loves me too much. I'm too well-trained. It can't happen to me. Now, that attitude was replaced, differed with individuals, sometimes in a day, sometimes a week, sometimes a month, sometimes a few months, by, geez, it's going to happen to me if I'm not more careful. I'd better dig my foxhole deeper. I'd better stop firing wildly at night and revealing my position. I'd better do these things and other things like them, or I'm going to get it. And they were generally right about that. About 300,000 young men carried the brunt in Europe, the combat infantry. And your chances of getting through from D-Day to May 7th of 1945 were zero. Now, obviously, some men did it, but statistically, you had no chance. Most divisions that were in combat for more than a couple of months suffered at least 100% casualties. And those that were in battle from June of 44 until May of 45 took up to 250% casualties. So you really didn't have much of a chance. And it was the worst place in the world to be on the front lines, the most dangerous, the most frightening. And you would do anything to get out except be a coward. Now, the easiest way out was to shoot yourself in the foot, and that happened. A few men did that, but most did not. Most just prayed for an honorable wound that would get them out of there. The story, I think, that hit me the hardest was of a young man who had an .88 shell tear off his right hand. And he came out of his foxhole, shaking the stump of his arm in the air, blood spurting out of it, in the snow-covered fields of Belgium, temperature about 0 degrees, and he's running around, dancing for joy, and calling out, "Thank you, God, thank you, I'm going home."
Historian Stephen Ambrose from a 1997 interview talking about his book Citizen Soldiers. Earlier this year, Ambrose dismissed charges of plagiarism, saying the copied words amounted to 10 pages out of a total work of some 15,000 pages in print. All such material was footnoted, but without quotation marks. I stand on the originality of my work. It is entirely my own. Stephen Ambrose's final book, To America, Personal Reflections of a Historian, is scheduled to be released next month.